After the end of Argentina's dictatorship in 1979, amnesty laws exempted the generals from prosecution for atrocities committed under their regime. But now, 45 key figures are facing trial in Spain. A Spanish judge is seeking them on suspicion of genocide, and last Friday, Argentine President Néstor Kirchner gave the green light for extradition. The case is based on the testimonies of hundreds of Argentine victims, some of whom now live in Spain. Jerome Sokolovsky met one of them in Madrid.
Malu Chiruti leafs through a stack of photos from the 1930s on her kitchen table. She shows her family's former country estate in the wine-producing Argentine province of Mendoza. It was there on the night of January 12, 1977, that her life turned into a nightmare. While her family slept, a group of men dressed in military uniforms and wearing balaclava hats smashed the windows and burst into the home. They bound and gagged her and her three young children, aged 8, 9, and 10, and forced them at gunpoint to watch as her husband was tortured for 8 hours straight.
They tortured him. They beat him in every possible way. They burned him with cigarettes. They scalded him with hot coffee and urinated on him.
It was the last she saw of her husband. He, along with her brother and father, are among the estimated 30,000 desaparecidos, or people who vanished in Argentina in the years after the 1976 military coup. The regime said it was fighting leftist subversives, but Chiruti says the military wanted her family's multi-million dollar property development business. Several weeks later, she says, she found out that her father and brother had signed over ownership of the business to the regime's cronies, apparently under duress. After years of desperation, Malu Chiruti now has a reason for some optimism, thanks to the efforts of Spanish Judge Baltazar Garzón. While the 45 former Argentine junta members he is seeking await a decision on extradition, the man who allegedly tormented Chiruti's family is already in custody in Madrid. When Mexico handed over a former Argentine Navy officer, Ricardo Cavallo, Chiruti says she recognized him as the man who'd led the group that tortured her husband.
When I saw him on television, I said, "That's him, that's the one."
Chiruti has told her story to Judge Garzón. Meanwhile, Cavallo has been placed in a maximum security prison outside Madrid. Through his lawyer, he denies the torture allegations and says he was merely carrying out orders. The defense is arguing that despite all the talk about universal jurisdiction in human rights cases, crimes committed on Argentine soil simply cannot be tried in Spain. Cavallo's lawyer, Julio Antonio Ferrer, insists that if any country should respect the amnesty given to Argentina's former military leaders, Spain should.
All countries that have been through a period of upheaval try to promote reconciliation through amnesty laws. Spain has done this too.
Ferrer says that's why he will cite Spain's amnesty law after the end of its dictatorship in the 1970s at Cavallo's trial. As for Chiruti, the trial is about finding out what happened to her loved ones. Did they end up at Buenos Aires' infamous Navy Mechanical School, where thousands of people were tortured, raped, and murdered? Or were they among the people who were sedated and thrown out of military airplanes over the ocean while still alive? For NPR News, this is Jerome Sokolovsky in Madrid.